Uncle Josh buys an automobile.
Well, I've done it, yes, sir. Nancy nagged at me, for I bought an automobile. Nancy said the Willets had one and the Weavers had one, and here we were riding around in a buckboard behind a bone-feathered horse what had spring halt and was blind on the offside. Well, I didn't hanker for that gasoline wagon, but in order to keep peace in the family, I sold 4 head of cattle, my oats and corn, 20 hogs, 10 ton of hay, and put a mortgage on the farm and bought an automobile. I picked it out of a mail-order catalog and had the Farmers National Bank of Buncombe Center send them the money. Well, in about a week, it come to place, and we got it unloaded, and Jim Lawson hauled it up to our front yard, and I think all Buncombe Center turned out to see it. And Nancy ain't been a tickled over anything since her crazy quest took the prize at the county fair as she was over that joy wagon. Well, I felt it in my bones that I'd made a fool of myself or soon would, so next day I filled it full of gasoline and got all ready to take Nancy and Lawson and Ezra Hoskins out for a ride. I got out the book of rules, and the more I read it, the less I knew about the innards of that machine. Jim said I had to turn the crank to shoot it off. I turned that crank until my eyes stuck out, but it wouldn't budge. Nancy said the bobbin was wound too tight, or else the shuttle was threaded wrong. Ezra Hoskins said he thought maybe I didn't have the right kind of gasoline and wanted to sell me a barrel he had at the store. For that time, all the Buncombe Center was there giving advice. Lige Willard said I ought to talk kind to it and offer it some oats. Hank Weaver said maybe I ought to leave it around for a spell until it got to know me. And Cy Pettingill said maybe I hadn't watered it yet, and Deacon Witherspoon wanted to offer prayer. Well, I grabbed hold of that crank again, and it flew back and hit me on the shins, and I sat down in the yard to think it over, and Nancy said the language I used was just shameful. Just then, Jim Lawson said, "Don't this club go in somewhere?" We found where I went, and I turned the crank again, and that machine commenced to rear and snort, and started off like a skyrocket, and there was a lot of things happened in less time than it takes to tell it. That machine started off across lots and took everything with it. It ran over Hank Weaver's dog, tore a hole through Willard's picket fence, knocked over Cy Pettingill's beehives, and kept right on the going. While I worked every lever that machine had, and every one of them made it go faster. Nancy was screaming, every Hoskin was praying. It wouldn't be right to tell what Jim Lawson was doing, but Nancy said it sounded like he was talking to the Lord. Just then we went through half Whitaker's wheat field and set it on fire, and I managed to steer it onto the turnpike road, but that didn't help matters any, cause it only hit the road once in a while. It tore down the toll gate, ripped out one side of the covered bridge, and started off through Jake Fisher's pasture. It filled 4 sheep and a calf, and then ran into a haystack. That's all I remember now. All I've got to show for that joy ride is a broken leg, some rubber tires, 6 lawsuits, and a mortgage on the farm. Nancy said if we ever own another one, we'll have a regular chiffonier to run it. I ain't saying much, but I've got a lingering suspicion that all my joy riding will be done in the old buckboard